song has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney. They didn't have what it takes to be astronauts. They don't fit the foreign diplomat mold. Their computer science careers were cut short. And the banking world still blanches at the mere mention of their names. But when it comes to sports in central Nebraska, they know their stuff. And so without further ado, mostly because we're out of it, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation presents The Doug and Daddy Show.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to another edition of the Doug and Daddy Show on this Monday here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us. We have got a jam-packed show today. We hope you enjoy it. Got some great guests. High school football season begins for about half the teams in the state, probably less than half the teams when you consider C and D are bigger than A and B as far as numbers, but Class A, Class B, and anybody that has a week zero game, meaning they play that first weekend of the 28th, they are eligible to open up practice today, and we will begin our run through the Tri-Cities and Class A and B schools in the area. We'll start right here in Kearney with Brandon Cool of the Kearney Bearcats. He'll be joining us in just a little bit. Also, Frank Solich joins us on today's show. Looking forward to catching up with the coach of the Ohio Bobcats. Of course, the former Husker coach. We had Noah Keller, one of his players from Kearney High, on last week. We'll talk with the coach about Noah and many other things, as some people believe they've got a chance to make the MAC championship game. And also our Big 12 preview continues with a good young player out of Texas Tech and Colby Whitlock, defensive lineman. See if the non-expectations this year. They were the big talk, big rave last year. Not much talk about Texas Tech. We'll see what Colby thinks about that on our Big 12 preview towards the end of the program today. But as always, a very busy show. A lot to talk about coming off the weekend. Doug Duda along with Big Daddy Tony Davis, our engineer Derek Stenson. Daddy, we've survived another weekend.
Well, we got through it, and I think, you know what, Huskers have survived another weekend of football practice. Lopers of football practice. No glaring injuries. You know, that's the one big thing. You come off of this weekend, you get through these no-pad days. There's a lot of stopping, starting. You know, things happen. It seems like in the past, there's been a knee go down here. The knee go down there. That hasn't happened. They got through the first couple days. I think that's great news.
One of the things in the listening to Bo Pelini address some of the reporters after the first practice Saturday, Drew Young's a little nicked up, our boy from Cozad, but it sounds like nothing serious. He's just coming along. And one of the things they always look at, it was fan day, so the blogging and the first reporting is who is and who is not on the 105-man roster. Now, if you're kind of a football 101, don't really know what that means, you can only bring 105 players. Now, obviously, the Huskers are going to have 140, 150 kids, but only 105 can report early. Then the rest of those kids, which are going to be your non-scout team, your freshmen, your new kids, your walk-ons, a lot of those, they can practice the first day of classes. And they always look at who's not there. Chris Williams is the big name. He's injured enough that they didn't think they needed to bring him in and maybe use him. It opens up another spot. You think, wow, well, you got 105, bring everybody in. But that's what they're talking about when they talk about the 105-man roster at the Division I level.
Doug, I think the one other thing is the Nebraska wide receiver position, one of the first ones to be addressed. Many people think Brandon Kinney, the junior college player out of Kansas, starting to answer some of those questions. He's got 3 years of eligibility left. He only played 1 year of junior college ball, and for him to get in grave reviews early on, I think is very, very good. And a big receiver, physical receiver. Now, they say we've been catching passes over the middle. Well, nobody's hit him yet.
Yeah, I chuckle at what we've been hearing coming out of camp. I chuckle because, and then I wonder, A, it's good that the two things I heard out of camp this weekend is, A, the talk was the strength coach, James Dobson, on Saturday because these kids came in such great condition. They were running in shorts and shoulder pads. And then Brandon Kinney, a JUCO wide receiver. Well, obviously somebody's been watching him before the last 2 days, and media guys, assistant coaches, what you're hearing from other players. So that was something that somebody asked a question, and that's what you go for, that you see in your story every day. But how much can you really learn out of just 2 days? Like Coach Pelini says, yeah, we look good today, and well, we'll see after 5, 6, 7 practices how these guys are getting along, because they're going 8 straight out of the box here. They've got 28 practices before that first game against Florida Atlantic. 28 of those practices, and they're going 8 straight out of the box. Or you want to get as much as you can in before classes start so that you can take a break during the week and get into your preparation.
Well, they're starting to – I guess right now people, though, can see people's body types and see whether they've slimmed down and lost weight, which supposedly players had. Philip Dillard, one of those players, reported to camp 234. That's 14 pounds down to 248. Says he feels much lighter. People thought he was in Bo Pelini's doghouse. Philip Dillard said, no, I just needed to find my way with this team and do things the right way and kind of fall into that team atmosphere, which I don't know if Philip Dillard's talent always probably just carried him through on the teams he was in, but it's kind of if the guy next to you is not performing at the same level you are, you need to do something. It's all for one and one for all in this deal. And maybe Philip Dillard didn't exactly buy into that when things started. Another player, which was singled out yesterday, and I just caught up with Mr. Sipple yesterday afternoon after practice, and he said, Derek Meyer out of Silver Lake has lost a significant number of pounds off of his frame. Thinks his foot speed is better. He thinks he will figure into a prominent role.
Well, yeah. I think this was the thought all along, whatever it took to get there. I think he had the raw skills walking in. I mean, this is a D1 player. This is a D1 player, but he is in that position where he's got 1 year to prove himself, and we'll see. We will see what will happen there with the Derek Meyer. Niles Paul speaking to the media for the first time, so they brought up the DUI earlier in the offseason and all that, which, of course, required him not being part of the spring game. And you know, I made a mistake, so I'm sure that we'll put that one to bed for now. So the Huskers, their first two practices under their belt, they go again this afternoon. Also, UNK got underway. Now, Hastings, we haven't forgot you. You just don't start practice till next weekend, football, volleyball. UNK volleyball begins tomorrow. UNK returning a host of people, everybody expecting them to be in the top 5 when the coaches poll comes out. And Nebraska, they are 3rd in some preseason publications. They begin practice this afternoon with 5 returners there. Also, Kearney Hub reporting over the weekend, Katie Sokolowski has decided to go to UNK and play volleyball, which is great for UNK. I chuckle at this because the Drake Moronic story was so big last week, and I was over in Ravenna playing a booster golf tournament yesterday. 2nd, beat them. here's the deal. When I saw that and heard that, and congrats to them for letting us in on that, I thought, I kind of got the same feeling when Drake committed to UNK for basketball. I thought, wow, already? You know, and Drake just told us this on the show last week, and I know they're two totally different kids, eras, you know, and teams, but committing so early, before the season even began, and I know there's some pros to that, there's also some cons, and again, it was just a kid I thought 2 years ago, everything's pointing to Division I, and as she told the Hub, you know, that's what I wanted to do, but as this last few months rolled around, maybe I didn't want to do that as much. You always wonder, you have to weigh, well, how many Division I offers were out there, how many schools were interested. I think a lot more probably could have been after this volleyball season. So I guess we'll see how it goes. It's a great get for UNK is the bottom line.
Well, it just continues for Rick Squires. Anytime you're getting that level of talent, you know, like you said, there's somebody that 2 years ago you knew was going to play at an elite level. Now, whether it be at UNK or Division I level, you know, both are elite levels in my book. Both are great levels of volleyball.
And you can compare this to whatever sport you want, whether it's at UNK, whether it's at Nebraska, whether it's at Hastings, whatever. Nebraska volleyball in the high school level is one of the top states in the country, especially for the population base. I mean, per capita, it might be number one. And so UNK gets that. Well, you need some of those homegrown stars to play basketball for you, men's or women's, to play volleyball, to play football. You know, Nebraska had a lot of good football players back in the day, the walk-ons, all that. Thus, the football team was very good. There's just probably not as many great men's basketball players in the state as there are volleyball players. In fact, I'm sure of that. And so you got to have the homegrown talent, and it all trickles down.
You just said it. You got to keep some people there, and I think that's what Rick Squires, he has addressed the Tri-City area first. don't you think? You go back to the All-Americans that he's produced in the last 6-8 years. They've come from Kearney and Grand Island. Those are the kids you remember.
Well, about the only gal that comes to the top of my head here that didn't come here was the Peterson girl who went to Iowa State. So, and great, great. That's I have that feeling that great for UNK. Darn it, I wish we could have seen her go Division I and be a big-time contributor somewhere. But whatever, whatever. Those are selfish reasons for fans' perspective. You got to do what's best for you as an athlete for not only for your athletic endeavors but for your education as well. And obviously, UNK has churned out their fair share of All-Americans, both academically and on the court.
Well, Doug, we can continue talking about great athletes, but it kind of escapes me. We go back to a week ago on this show when basically the number one story coming off a slow weekend in sports was Tiger Woods. This weekend, he's 3 shots down going into the final round. Patrick Harrington, it was a guy you'd heard of. It was a guy that's won majors. It was a guy that maybe there could be a rivalry. Tiger, on the second hole, eagles, cuts the lead to 1. He just stepped on his throat right away. Then he made some mistakes down the stretch, let him get back into it. And now, I don't know if this is, when you throw the rules violations in and the people getting put on the clock, nobody got fined. Nobody had strokes taken away. Is that something that the final group needs to really worry about? Because they're saying right now that Harrington hit a couple bad shots on 16. Everybody saw the bad shots. Tiger hits an 8-iron, 182 yards, just 6 inches. that scraped the bottom of the blimp. And he's like, Patrick had to hurry up. Well, then he nice one in the water. Then he's got to go back 100 yards. You hate to hear things after the tournament that maybe that has some influence on it. I think Tiger wins the golf tournament regardless.
Well, the PGA now this weekend, Tiger will have to win 3 in a row, could get shut out of a major this year, which is a rarity for Woods. So I guess we'll see what happens there. Yankees complete a 4-game sweep of the Red Sox. Red Sox are not playing well right now. And, hey, Yankee fan, thumbs up for you, boy. It looks like they are on their way to putting this American League East away big time. And the Red Sox have fallen now into a wild card situation with Tampa Bay and Texas. So, you know, you got to score runs to win. And speaking of baseball, last night I'm back from the golf tournament looking at my emails, and I get this email from our good friend Mike Kenton over at Gibbon, where they were running the Nebraska Baseball Association's district tournament. And as I said, just 2 years ago when they got this, it's town team baseball. For folks my age, town team baseball. I mean, there were so many leagues back in the day, and then you ended up with your league playoff. Well, right now it's grown to a level where they've got a lot of teams, and they're having A and B, and they're having state, and state is this weekend here in Kearney. Already, we have a problem with this. Already, had teams dropping out before the district even began, and then it ends up there's 4 teams here, the winner comes on to Kearney, which is great. Grand Island, Hastings, Kearney, and Lexington. Double elimination. So Kearney, who was the number one seed, goes through, wins their first 2 games, but then Lexington and Grand Island ended up playing, and Lexington got beat by Hastings, and so that left Grand Island and Hastings to play on Sunday. Grand Island beat Hastings. Then Grand Island beat Kearney in 10 innings. So they had already played 2 games yesterday, so they were going to have to hold a second elimination game today. Grand Island's forfeited. They already know this. Due to scheduling conflicts is what it says. I'm going to guess some of it is they're out of town. Some of it's they're working. I'm guessing not everybody's from Grand Island. Why'd you even play the first game if you knew you couldn't be here on Sunday? What's the point? That just makes me smirk and go, what? No credibility. Lack of credibility. So Kearney is declared the Class A district champion and gets to play at home this weekend.
At the state tournament.
Which they won last year.
8 teams come to Kearney now. I think that's what it was last year.
Why'd you even show up Sunday, Grand Island? You knew you couldn't win the tournament, but you show up Sunday, you play 2 games, and okay, we'll forfeit. Wow. Weird. Anyway, a lot of show to get to, so let's take a break. Coming up, Brandon Kuhl, Kearney High head football coach. Frank Solich, the head football coach of the Ohio Bobcats, will join us around the bottom of the hour, and Colby Whitlock of Texas Tech as well. Don't forget, our email is wide open, the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. We're back with more after this.
You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Almost as much fun as watching Fluffy in the dryer.
Hey, you smell smoke?
Yeah, it's my meat. Schroeder Smoked Foods.
It smells pretty good.
It is good.
Can I have a bite?
No.
Schroeder's Smoked Foods. Pulled pork, smoked beef, and pork loin. Stop in to Schroeder Smoked Foods and dine on delicious barbecue. Or have Schroeder Smoked Foods cater your event. Pick it up. Or have us deliver mouth-watering barbecue to your special event. Online at schroedersmokedfoods.com. On First Street, behind the First State Bank in Shelton. Schroeder's Smoked Foods. Where the fire never goes out.
Hi, I'm a mudflap from JTM Products. I guess I shouldn't be complaining about my job. It's my job to get... It's a dirty job, but at least JTM Products has the knowledge and know-how to make me look pretty. Oh, boy!
Have JTM Products customize your mudflaps. All sizes, cars, trucks, semis, and minivans. A great gift for car buffs. JTM Products can even do custom design and sizes of mudflaps, too. Always affordable prices. Call JTM Products today. 308-338-FLAP. Online at jtmproducts.com.
Pools, in-ground and above-ground. You've come to the right place for swimming pools. I'm Doug at Detterding's with the tip of the summer. This year, save on gas and vacation in your own backyard. Detterding's is swimming pool headquarters, 2nd Avenue in Kearney, south of Whiskey Creek in Grand Island. Best surprise of all, we have pool kits under $3,000, and we could have you swimming in 2 weeks.
Choose better things at Detterding's. It's a quality of life.
Sam takes pride in lowering his energy bills, regardless of what it takes to lower them.
Excuse me, sweetheart.
I was watching that.
But now, Trane can help fiscally minded people like Sam.
Sam!
Because upgrading your central air system to a high efficiency Trane model can potentially save up to 59% on your energy bills.
Oh, sorry, son.
Let's power back up, Sam. Then let's find you a Trane dealer.
Upgrade your current central air system with a high efficiency Trane model at Fidelke Heating and Air in Kearney.
It's hard to stop a train.
Need tickets? Need to sell tickets? Or cars? Or stuff out of the basement or garage? Become a super fan and you can post them on free classifieds. Click on to find the deals too. ESPNSuperstation.com. ESPNSuperstation.com. Become a super fan today.
Change isn't always easy, but if you don't have the service and honesty you deserve at your flooring store, then you haven't been dealing with Island Flooring. This is Nicole, and our promise to you is that you'll receive our everyday low prices and honesty every time you come to our store.
This is Dustin. Make the change to Island Flooring today, where I'll guarantee you'll find quality carpet, hardwoods, rugs, and a huge selection of tile, plus employees who are knowledgeable about their product.
Island Flooring on the corner of Highway 30 and Webb Road, Grand Island. Always low prices and honesty.
We'll see considerable cloudiness across the area early today with some showers and a few thunderstorms lingering in spots early. Then could see some redevelopment as well late today with high temperatures up in the mid-80s. Wednesday variable at 5 to 10. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 70.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us. Dent Popper Inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Coming up on the program, Big 12 preview continues with Texas Tech defensive lineman Colby Whitlock, and we'll be talking with Ohio head football coach Frank Solich, the former Husker head coach and longtime assistant and player for the University of Nebraska, is going to be joining us here at the bottom of the hour. But today, high school football practice officially begins in classes A and B and any other school that has a week zero game, which means they would play the opening weekend of August the 28th. And let's start our preview of the Tri-City teams with right here in Kearney. Kearney High and Brandon Kuhl, the head coach of the Bearcats, joins us this morning. Coach, good morning.
Good morning, guys.
Well, it's great to have you on again. Time flies, especially when you go, didn't I just see you Friday?
I hope not, but yeah.
Coach, football practice, you've already had the first workout in. I guess I'm curious, when you address the team the first time, when you walk on that field, what's the first thing that takes part this morning? Do you address the team as a whole, or do you get right into breaking up and going to drills?
You know what? 7 o'clock, we blow that whistle, and we're already into our active warm-up. After that's done, I get about two minutes to talk to the guys. We do a little bit of a quote of the day, talk about some announcements, and then we get right into some defensive individual stuff. And what that does, it just kind of allows us to kind of get into our groups. And the biggest thing is getting a lot of sophomore kids into their correct position coaches. And all we're trying to do is just try to keep things organized here the first couple days. And then once pads come on Wednesday, we're somewhat organized.
Did you get a count on the number this year?
We had this morning, got a few issues with some funerals going on and some physical cards that haven't been handed in, but we're looking at about 93 guys there this morning, so we're hoping to pick up about four or five more. So if we can get to 100 by the end of the week, we think we'll be doing pretty good.
Coach, let's get right into it here. Last year when we did this, it was you have one or one and a half returning starters, although you had some experience. How do you feel about the returning starters on this year's team?
Well, we got a handful of returning starters, especially on the defensive side of the ball. We start everything with the guys up front. Ashton Holland started for us at nose guard a year ago, and then Zach Albrecht was one of our defensive ends. And so we're going to rely on those two guys to make a lot of plays for us in the front five. Alex Johnson started for us at safety last year, and you're just going to see a lot of improvement out of him. Anytime you're at the safety position at the Class A level as a junior, you must be doing something right, and I think he's gotten a lot more athletic here in the last year, and we're hoping that his leadership will really carry our defense. And then Brandon Landager started for us at corner, and we're looking at him playing a little bit of corner throughout the season, but more so on the offensive side of the ball.
He was banged up a little bit over the summer. How is he?
Brandon got good news here last week. He's about 3 weeks away from getting the opportunity to get fully cleared. And as Mr. Limbach talked about, anytime he gets fully cleared, I mean, he there's not much rehab to go along with it. So he'll rehab hard the next 3 weeks, and then once he gets the okay, he'll be ready to go. So that day's about maybe a couple days before the Grand Island game, so we'll just have to touch and go on whether he'll play the first couple games or not.
We're talking with Kearney coach Brandon Cool. Coach, how tough is that? I mean, you wanted him probably to pencil him in as your starting quarterback. Now you've got to give some other kids some snaps, which will be good down the line, but you'd like to start the season and say, okay, here's our number one, and we go. This is a little tricky situation.
Yeah, you're exactly right. You want to try to keep that continuity within your offense for the first 3 weeks of practice, which is so vital in order to compete in that first game. But I think the key part for us is we always talk about getting our feet wet the first four games in the non-district schedule, and we want everybody healthy and ready to go for a district schedule. So there's no doubt about it. It's going to throw a wrench in what we're trying to get done, but we got two young junior quarterbacks and Jake Lundgren and Taylor Fish that needed an awful lot of reps, and I think one of those two guys will kind of lead to the top of what we're trying to get done quarterback-wise, and hopefully that'll make a big difference for us in the first couple games.
Coach, for quite a few seasons here, you've been always solid at the running back position, and Brady Roeder, Vinny Molina both leave you here. You're going to need some new backs in the backfield. Who will we be looking at?
We got a lot of guys that rotated back there with Vinny and Brady. We had Sean Cherry rotate in there at fullback, and him and a guy by the name of Jensen Foss, two senior guys that we expect their leadership at the fullback position. And then Zach Maloli got an opportunity to rotate a lot at the I-back spot, and Zach was a sophomore for us, not a lot of opportunities for sophomores to play at the varsity level, but Zach played for us on the offense and defensive side of the ball, so we expect him to do the same thing for us this fall. And you throw in a couple other guys, some backup guys at I-back. You got Michael Butler and a couple other guys that we feel like can come in and compete with that rotation. So there's no doubt about it. We get Brandon healthy and put in those two fullbacks and Foss and Cherry, and then throw in a couple I-backs like Michael Butler and Zach Maloli. We feel like our backfield will be very strong if we keep those guys healthy.
Kearney Bearcat football coach Brandon Cool joining us for a season preview as they opened workouts today at Kearney High, and kids everywhere fired up, getting ready to go. Again, just shorts and shoulder pads. But with the new kids on offense, with the quarterback situation the way it is, we've seen a couple of different styles. You've been able to throw the ball. You've been able to power run it. Last year you were speedy with Vinny and getting the ball outside and throwing some swing passes. What's the offensive philosophy with the talent you have for this year?
Yeah, that's a great question, Doug. I think the last couple scenarios have really been different. I know last year we were a lot of option with Jordan Moncrief at the helm with Vinny Molina, and we had some foot speed there, and that really made a big difference for us last year. 2 years and 3 years prior to that, we were more running downhill, running ISOs and power game at people. And again, we're going to still put in some option game stuff, but we're going to be more so looking at running downhill at some people. We feel like we got some size up front. We could average 240 to 250 across our front line, which we haven't done here in the last couple of years. And anytime we get some big bodies up there, we want to try to start hammering away on people. And we felt like our backfield's pretty tough, physical type kids. We can keep those guys healthy. But we're not going to change a lot of things except for depending on who our quarterback's going to be. We'll have a package in for a couple young quarterbacks, but we'll also have a certain package in for Brandon when he comes back. So we'll dink around with our base stuff here the first couple weeks, fine-tune it for the Grand Island and Papio South first two games of the year, and go from there.
Coach, you've had, if not the best, one of the top three kickers in the state on and off the last 3 years. You've had two or three kids, or one or two kids, I guess we should say, that have been there. Who steps into Josh Gable's role?
That's a great question. We'll have a lot of competition here this fall. In fact, right away in our practice schedule, we usually hold off on the special team stuff for about 2 or 3 days until the kids kind of get their feet underneath them and just work on offense and defense. And this year, starting right now this afternoon, we have a specialty period that we want to get punters and kickers and return men and long snappers involved, because you're exactly right. We got a big void to fill in our scheme of things. With Josh Gable and Brett Maher kicking for us the last 3 years, those two guys were all-staters for the last 3 years in a row. And anytime you lose those type of kids, you got to replace them, and you got to replace them in a hurry. And we've always felt as long as we can compete on the special teams department, we have a great opportunity to win a lot of football games. So we're going to look at the three or four guys, and maybe two or three will come out of the diamonds in the rough here at practice here this next couple of days.
Just a couple more questions left for Coach Cool, kind of on a broader spectrum as we get ready for that Kearney-Grand Island game opening night at GI on the 28th. You'll be able to hear it on our sister station, 98.9 FM. As a whole, Brandon, we'll see rankings and all that coaches don't like to talk about. What do you think of the Class A field as a whole this year? Is it going to be stronger? Is it going to be about the same? Have we saw maybe decrease in athletes? What's your feel?
As of right now, I think it's going to be pretty much the same as it was a year ago. I do think there's going to be more teams that are going to be more improved due to age limitations last year than they were this year. I think there's a lot of teams that are going to be a senior dominant, and anytime you're playing seniors, you're going to be in great shape. So the Fremonts of the world, they expect to have a good year. They made the playoffs. They snuck in the playoffs at the end of the year last year. They have a veteran crew coming back. I know Grand Island's got a lot of kids that played an awful lot of football last year. You're talking about some of the Lincoln schools, like Lincoln North Star made some headway in the playoffs last year. Lincoln Southwest has a lot of kids coming back. So those are just a few teams to talk about when it comes for the overall aspect of it. But until we get into our district competition, until we see how people compete the first 2 or 3 weeks, it's pretty tough to kind of dictate of where those teams are at this point in the season.
And last question, Coach, let's look at your A2 district. Is Southwest the class of the bunch this year? Are you going to be chasing them?
Without a doubt, we feel like they're going to be one of the top teams in the district. We feel like our district is pretty balanced from top to bottom. I think Lincoln East was a little senior dominant, so they have to replace a lot of faces. Elkhorn's going to be tougher than nails. Norfolk, we got play up there. That's a very difficult trip for us. And Southeast, watch out for Southeast. I know they've been 1-8 and 2-7 the last handful of years, but they're due to have a breakout season. They've talked highly about a couple of young classes the last couple of years, and those young classes are now juniors and seniors. So you just never know. From top to bottom, it's balanced, but if you can stay healthy and able to compete in the districts, you got an opportunity to get in the state football playoffs.
Well, the first workout under your belt, more to go, and Coach, we'll catch up with you in a couple of weeks as we get ready for Grand Island. Keep everybody healthy.
Appreciate your coverage.
Thanks, Brandon. Brandon Cool, head football coach at Kearney High, always joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. We'll continue our high school preview throughout the week as we touch up with some of the Grand Island and Kearney schools. And, of course, we'll be expanding as more schools hit the practice field as well. Let's take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. When we come back, Frank Solich is going to join us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. He is the head football coach at Ohio, of course, the former Husker. We had Noah Keller on last week, and we're looking forward to talking with him. We want to remind you that on this Monday, it's time for lunch in just a little bit. Chicken Coop, downtown Kearney and Grand Island. Maybe get together with some of the workers, maybe get together with some of the friends, rehash what went on this weekend, talk about the world of sports, because you can watch it all on the great selection of HD TVs. There's not a bad seat in the house, and they've got lunch specials for you every single day. You can try the special or maybe one of their great burgers or salads. Of course, the chicken wings are great as well. Any appetizer tops off or gets you started on a great, great meal, whether you want a steak, whether you want a pizza, whether you want that burger, or maybe a chicken tender hoagie. It is the Chicken Coop, downtown Kearney and Grand Island. And don't forget, try their new taste sensation, the Chislicks. Melt in your mouth, tender sirloin tips, seared in your favorite wing sauce. Add your favorite side dish for just $6.99. Try it today. It's a great lunch item at the Chicken Coop, downtown Kearney and Grand Island. Frank Solich joins us next.
I don't think this is quite normal.
I heard it might even put hair on your chest.
See, I never dreamed it could be that exciting.
We'll leave it tuned in and keep someone listening here all the time.
More excitement coming up next when the Doug and Daddy Show returns on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
What do you think? Did that sound convincing?
Hi, it's Colin Coward. August is National Make-A-Will Month, and LegalZoom is honoring it in a special way. More about that in a moment. Do you know that 75% of parents don't have a will and leave it to the courts to decide for them? Man, is that a bad idea. Take control of your life. And right now, if you order your living trust, LegalZoom will save you even more with a free will. Visit nationalwillmonth.com, or better yet, set aside 10 minutes. That's all it takes. Go to LegalZoom.com and get started. Take control of your future. LegalZoom is not a law firm, but was started by a team of top attorneys to provide self-help services at your specific direction. Go to LegalZoom.com, enter ESPN in the referral box at checkout for an extra discount. It's National Will Month. That's LegalZoom.com.
Sam takes pride in lowering his energy bills, regardless of what it takes to lower them.
Excuse me, sweetheart.
I was watching that.
But now, Trane can help fiscally minded people like Sam.
Sam!
Because upgrading your central air system to a high efficiency Trane model can potentially save up to 59% on your energy bills.
Sorry, son.
Let's power back up, Sam. Then let's find you a Trane dealer.
Upgrade your current central air system with a high-efficiency Trane model at Fidelki Heating and Air in Kearney.
It's hard to stop a Trane.
We'll see considerable cloudiness across the area early today with some showers and a few thunderstorms lingering in spots early. Then could see some redevelopment as well late today with high temperatures up in the mid-80s. Wednesday variable at 5 to 10. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 70.
On the Doug and Daddy Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, and we are pleased to be joined this morning by the head coach of the Ohio Bobcats. Frank Solich joins us here this morning as they get ready and camp opening for them this week. And Coach, first of all, thanks for giving us some time. It's a pleasure to catch up with you.
Well, thank you guys, Doug, Tony. Good morning to you, and looking forward to visiting with you.
Well, Coach, camp opening here, expectations are big for Ohio. You guys just didn't get off to a great start last season. Played a little bit better in conference. How would you categorize what happened at the end of last season that can maybe carry over to this year?
Well, at the end of the year, we were playing very good football. Obviously, there were things that happened to us at the beginning of the year, in the middle of the season, from injuries to some key personnel. One of them was our starting quarterback who got hurt in the Ohio State game and was done for the year, and we were playing with an inexperienced quarterback. From that point on, Boo did a great job as the season went on, and at the end of the year, we were playing pretty good football. We scored 90 points in our last two ball games, and won those in a manner that I think left a good taste in our players' mouths, and we're building off of that and looking forward to the season.
Coach, when you're recruiting a young man, how big a part of the spiel is it? Hey, you're going to play some big time college football atmospheres, a mid major team, but you go to Ohio State, you go to Tennessee, mm-hmm. you played Virginia Tech. Those are all great games for kids to be involved in.
Sure, that's what players want to be about, playing in big games and having challenges, and so. Our schedule will allow us to do that, to play those types of games. And we're also with our conference on ESPN, so we get televised nationally a great deal. So if you're playing for Ohio, you're going to be seen around the country. You know, if you're playing good football, you're going to be seen playing good football. If you're not playing so good, you're going to be seen not playing so good. So we try to play some good football. But all in all, your talents are going to be shown, and you're going to be playing against some outstanding football players.
That's what Coach is saying. Either way, they will be seen.
Yeah, that's right.
Coach Frank Solich is joining us, of course, in the Nebraska Football Hall of Fame, former Husker head coach, now entering his fifth season with the Ohio Bobcats. And obviously we want to get to the local boy, and Noah Keller voted as a captain already. You guys have taken care of that. He said it was done a little differently this year with the early voting. But this kid is a true junior, and he has been playing since his freshman season. Has he turned out to be, at least at this stage, even more than you thought he could be?
We felt very good about him as he was coming out of high school. Our feeling was that not only would he become a starter here for us with his talent, and he's bright, he's tough, but he would also be the kind of player that could be an all-MAC player. We just didn't know it would all come so soon. You know, he's ended up starting as a freshman, was all MAC last season, and got two more years of football ahead of him, and so he's been tremendous. He's been a great leader for us, and that's obviously, as you mentioned, shown by the fact that he's been elected captain already. And so he just does everything right. He's an excellent student, and so we got a great guy and a great football player.
Coach, talk a little bit about your East and West divisions in the MAC Conference. Obviously, here in the Big 12 country, the North and South, which you're well familiar with, mm-hmm. seems like the South's well ahead of the North at this point. Talk about your conference. One of them outweigh the other one?
The thing about our conference is that on any given game day, anybody in our conference can win the game. It's so evenly matched, and that goes from one division to the other, but it goes through all 13 schools. So if you look at a statistic that's there, is that in a little over 50% of the games last season, those games were decided by 7 points or less. So every time you line up, you've got to be on top of your game, and you've got to be playing your best football to win in the MAC. So there's no one division that is maybe just truly stronger than the other, and there's really not a grouping of teams, four or five, six teams that are really very strong, and then a grouping of other teams that are not strong. Everybody in the MAC can win anytime they take the opening kickoff.
Frank Solich is joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show, head coach at Ohio. And just getting back, when we talked to Noah last week, he says, you know what, the one team that we were putting an eye, or at least he was putting an eye on, is Buffalo. They've had your number. They won the East. They won the MAC, of course, last year. And Turner's doing a great job there. Talk about Buffalo and maybe having a chance to knock them off this year.
Well, they are doing an excellent job up there, and have got good athletes. They did a real good job of taking care of the football. You know, they were, I believe, 19 plus in the turnover ratio, and if you follow them through the year, you know, they made some big plays off of those turnovers, and so they did a great job and had really good success. But it's going to be a challenge for everybody in the MAC. And if you look at the preseason, Buffalo's on top of some of the polls, but so are a number of other teams in some of the other polls, and so it's going to be very balanced. And we go up there this year. We're going to look forward to the trip. Obviously, just like in all MAC games, we're going to have to be playing our best football when we step on the field. But we're looking forward to it.
Coach, any chance we get a chance to talk to you? There's just so many ties to Nebraska, Central Nebraska. You've got Ross Ells, a former Hastings College coach, on your staff. How's he working out?
He's doing extremely well. Ross is a bright coach, tremendous worker, does a great job coaching our linebackers and our special teams. And we've got a lot of guys with Nebraska connections. You know, Jimmy Burrow is a guy that played at Nebraska, as you know, and coached in Nebraska for a period of time, is on our staff. Kevin Leitner played there. Jerry Godowski played there. Tim Albin coached in Nebraska. So there's a real Nebraska flavor on our staff. Also, with our players, you know, Josh Luke just graduated from Nebraska, was a starting tackle here for us. Cole Bunner's from Nebraska, an offensive lineman. James Davis just coming in with John Lechner. Both freshmen, guys from the Nebraska, the Omaha area. Phil Bates played his ball in Omaha, transferred from Iowa State to here. So, you know, we've along with Noah, we've got a lot of Nebraska athletes that are on our roster and playing great football for us.
Coach, I always like to talk to, you know, when we talk to somebody like you around the country and in a different conference, I always like to get their opinion. Where's a fun place in the MAC to go play a football game? Or a great atmosphere for MAC football? Somebody's visiting a relative and they're an hour and a half away. Where should they go check out?
Wow. You know, there's a lot of schools in the MAC that I think play excellent football and get very well supported by their fan base. If you get a chance, come to Ohio.
and tickets are cheap in Ohio.
And see the Bobcats play, you know. But we've got Miami of Ohio, who's, you know, kind of a cradle of coaches and very proud tradition, and they are really the Miami and the Ohio game is very much a big, big rivalry. But there are a lot of excellent programs in the MAC, and you're going to see really good good athletes, and you're going to see excellent football games. So if anybody gets a chance to get out to see MAC football, hasn't seen it, they'll be impressed.
Coach, I know we only have another moment here with you. A couple more questions. First off, as Frank Solich is joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show, you can never get enough football in Nebraska, and just this last week, they have released a documentary on the walk-on program here at the University of Nebraska. Does Ohio have a walk-on program?
Yeah, we do. You know, we've got 120 guys on our football team, so we have 85 scholarship guys, and the rest of them are walk-ons. We've worked at very, very hard, and we're getting good walk-ons, and some of those walk-ons are earning scholarships, so... you know, tried to implement the type of walk-on program that we had at Nebraska here at Ohio, and it's working very well for us.
And your relationship, I guess, right now with the University of Nebraska, we commented a couple of weeks ago before we even lined up this interview, and then just last week the Husker Sports Network put out their Nebraska football guide. It's about a 40-page deal with all of the opponents. And on the front cover, they're getting ready for the 300th consecutive sellout this season. It has Coach Devaney, it has Coach Osborne, it has Coach Pelini, but it also has your picture on the front. It seems that the state of Nebraska has always embraced you as a player and a coach. What is your relationship right now with the university?
I think it's very good. I did get a chance to get back here this summer and spent a day or two at the Nebraska offices and talked with Coach Osborne, talked with Bo, and got a chance to see the facilities and was on campus for the very first time and tremendous facilities there, and you know, I'm happy for those guys. I think they have a great shot at building that program to what we all want it to be, and so you know, my relationship with Nebraska has always been a good relationship. You know, obviously, as you go through my career and you look at things, you know, there's one or two people that maybe obviously I did not have a good working relationship with, but other than that, I feel very proud of having had a chance to play football at Nebraska, coach at Nebraska, and be part of what Nebraska's program is all about.
Well, Coach, we didn't like those one or two people either. I just want you to know that, and I want you to know another thing. There's several people in Kearney that root for Ohio because of Noah Keller, but there's a hell of a lot more people in Nebraska that root for Ohio because of you.
Well, I appreciate that. I've gotten a lot of emails, a lot of cards, letters from people. Some people from Nebraska have come out here to see to see games, and so you know, that's very special to me, and I appreciate what Nebraska's been all about.
Ohio opens the season with Connecticut, a great first game of the season at home, and tickets are only $5, folks. I don't know if you can believe that, but $5 to go to an Ohio game, and Frank Solich has been so kind to give us a lot of time here this morning on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coach, take care of Noah, take care of your team, and have a great year.
All right, thanks, fellas.
Thanks, Coach. Coach Frank Solich, how great is that? Yeah, we don't like those. There's a lot of people that didn't like those one or two player people either. Coach Solich, they play at Tennessee. Hopefully they have a great year, and we sure appreciate his time here on the Doug and Daddy Show. We need to take a quick break, and when we come back, we'll get back to Big 12 football after this.
You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Our transmitter actually contains parts of the Chernobyl reactor. It hasn't affected us yet.
Polaris didn't get to be the toughest ATV and side-by-side manufacturer on the planet without knowing their riders. Riders want to ride. That's why Polaris is giving riders what they want. More incentive to get out and do what they love. Right now, Polaris is offering a new payment protection plan. The only plan that makes your payments at no extra cost to you. Throwing up to $1,000 in rebates and great financing, and you've got more reasons than ever to ride. Roll into your local Polaris dealer and ask about the payment protection plan. Plus all the amazing deals during the Polaris Ride-On Closeout. It's time to ride on. See your participating Polaris dealer for complete program details and limitations. Polaris Star Payment Protection provided by SunOssure Financial Incorporated. Must purchase and take delivery by 9:30:09. Other restrictions apply. Void where prohibited by law. Polaris reserves the right to terminate the program at any time. Rebates vary by model and are only available in select vehicles. Polaris adult ATV models are for riders age 16 and older. Drivers of Ranger vehicles must be at least 16 years old with a valid driver's license. ATV riders should take a safety training course. For ATV safety and training information, call the SVIA at 800-887-2887. See your dealer or call Polaris at 800-342-3764.
The YMCA can help. In times of extraordinary financial stress, your Grand Island YMCA can help. I'm Thor Larson, Executive Director. I'm sharing two real-life dramas that recently involved us. In one case, a family member was diagnosed with cancer. In another, the main income earner lost their job. Financial stress? Absolutely. A time to stop their membership at the YMCA? No. Through your contributions to the YMCA Strong Kids campaign, scholarships are available to assist in cases just like these. To learn more or to pledge, call the YMCA, where we build strong kids, strong families, and a strong community.
ESPN Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather. Brought to you by Molly's Motorworks on 25th Street in Kearney. For a square deal and a fair shake.
If you were out for a Sunday drive with the family 20 years ago in Kearney, there'd be a lot of places that you wouldn't even recognize. Well, excepting for that one place over on East 25th. Molly's Motorworks. Molly's been right there doing what she does best since 1987. A lot has changed since then, so it's a good thing to know that when you're in the market for a quality used car or truck, you can still get a square deal and a fair shake from Molly. Good to know.
We'll see considerable cloudiness across the area early today with some showers and a few thunderstorms lingering in spots early. Then could see some redevelopment as well late today with high temperatures up in the mid-80s. Wednesday variable at 5 to 10. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 70.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. It's a Monday. Hope you had a great weekend, whatever you were doing. And now it's time to plan ahead for this weekend. And if you like to get out on the golf course, don't forget it's the annual Gibbon Valley View Coors 3-man, 2-day scramble this weekend. Tee off at 8 in the morning and 1 in the afternoon. So the double shotgun, prizes awarded to all the teams and even better ones to those that do well. It's the Coors 3-man, 2-day scramble. Get signed up today because this always fills up, folks. In fact, mostly only morning spots are left on Saturday. Then they flight you by your scores for Sunday. 308-468-5884. Sign up today so you're not left out. It's a great weekend of entertainment at Gibbon Valley View. The Coors 3-man, 2-day scramble this Saturday and Sunday. 468-5884. Go to the Dent Popper inbox here. Ken chimes in. Doug, I agree with you regarding Katie Sokolowski, who we touched on earlier in the show, has told the Kearney Hub that she's going to go to UNK. Watched her in the top 10 tournament this summer. She's improved her game a lot over last year. She can play Division I, and for the life of me, I can't understand why she didn't wait.
Maybe we need to investigate that Squires guy.
Oh, that's a good one, Ken. Ken, thanks so much. Don't forget the Dent Popper inbox. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. It is time for our Big 12 preview. It's Texas Tech today with Colby Whitlock, the defensive lineman, and our Big 12 preview. All the interviews brought back from Big 12 Media Days, brought to you in part by New Tech Seed. See Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed, your yield leaders. Terry and Jason Stark, the undisputed Midwest dealer, the name you know you can trust.
Big 12 Media Days continuing here in Irving, Texas. The Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Well, Daddy, last year all the talk was about Texas Tech and how they're going to make the big move, and they did make that big move. Now, surprisingly, the talk is Texas Tech is going to make another big move, and it's not the way they want it to be.
Well, it's not if Colby Whitlock has anything to say about it. Colby, thanks for giving us a minute. Defensive lineman for the Red Raiders. Nobody's giving you guys a chance this year. Is that something you guys are using as a little motivation heading into fall?
Yeah, exactly what we're using, you know. And it's like I was saying earlier, is I enjoy flying under the radar and having to earn people's respect. That's something that I enjoy. But I'd definitely rather earn it than just be given to us.
Colby, as you guys prepare to go into fall camp, what's the coaching staff, what are the leaders on this team telling you about what's being written about you, or is that even brought up?
Benny Wiley, our strength and conditioning coach, every morning, you know, if we come in a little sluggish or, you know, everything in the morning, he'll definitely let us know what people's expectation of us is this year and how, you know, that ain't right and how we're going to prove them wrong just work. That's pretty much it.
Colby, take us back to the Texas game, kind of a breakout game for you, 8 tackles, 2 behind the line of scrimmage, a pass breakup included in that. Quite a game, quite a stage to be on to have a breakout game like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was definitely something else. I didn't go to sleep that whole night until about 9 o'clock that next morning. You know, just said everything, you know, testosterone, everything just flowing. And I don't know, it was a great game. You know, it was a game of a life, and I enjoyed that.
Take us back to last year. I mean, the whole year, it seemed like all of it was exciting. And of course, that capped off that Texas game, the top-rated game in the Big 12 Conference. It had so many great games last year. What was the ride like for you and your teammates?
It was great. You know, we had a lot of milestones that no Tech team has hit before. And just surrounded by great guys, you know, every day. You know, surrounded by guys that push you, you know, make you better, you make people better. It was great, you know.
Colby, everybody wants to know who's going to replace Michael Crabtree at receiver. Probably not somebody you just slide somebody in and replace. Is it going to be a couple, 2-3 guys?
You know, we got a lot of great receivers coming back. Detron Lewis, Jermaine Swindell, and Eddie B. They're all great receivers. They're all great at what they do, and I think they're going to do really well.
We're talking with Colby Whitlock of the Texas Tech Red Raiders. Let's talk a little bit about your defense. Now, obviously, last year in the South, the defense wasn't at a premium. You just tried to hold things down so your team's offense could do the job. Is the defense going to have to be not a little, but maybe a lot stronger this year as this offense kind of finds its identity?
It would help out with our team, and especially the first couple games when they're starting to get everything rolling, but. You know, I think that's already expected of us. I know we lost Brandon Williams and McKenna Dix on the line, but we got a lot of great guys that's been there a year or 2 years that are ready to back them up, you know, and wait for their time to shine. And we got a few young safeties back there, but, you know, Jamar Wall's been there for a long time now, and he's very experienced and he's very good at what he does. So, you know, I think, you know, this year we're going to be just awesome. So,
Colby, you guys, it doesn't take you very long in the season to find out and put you on a measuring stick with the best in the country.
Yeah.
3 weeks in, Texas. Another big game in store for you, except this time it's on the road.
Yeah, I hope so. You know, it's going to be different. You know, we're going to have to get things rolling those first 2 games, and especially in that third week. But then again, it's sort of cool, you know, to be able to kick your season off that early, be able to get that, you know, rolling that quick.
We're talking with Texas Tech Red Raiders Colby Whitlock right here. Are you, how excited were you personally when Coach Leach decided to stay with Texas Tech with all those offers that he had out there?
I was definitely excited about it, you know, and a lot of the guys on the team were definitely relieved after it was all resolved. But, you know, he's a great guy to be around. You know, he's off the wall. And, you know, he just always keeps you a little loose because you never know what's going to be said in meetings or, you know, if he's going to be 15 minutes late or not. But, everybody is definitely relieved for us. And I'm glad just to be able to get that behind us and start working.
What's a college kid do in Lubbock, Texas in the off season or when you're not concentrating on football? I know that's a lot of the college life, going to school and playing football. But take us through what a guy can do in Lubbock, Texas, or a gal can do, or what a guy and a gal can do together in Lubbock, Texas. Well, skip that part. But talk about Lubbock, Texas a little bit. I think maybe they get a bad rap from the rest of the Big 12.
Yeah, and that's what I was saying earlier, too, also is, you know, a lot of people don't realize is Lubbock, Texas, is the second largest city in the Big 12 other than Austin. And, there's a ton of things to do there. I mean, if you like to nightlife, there's plenty of that going on. And you know, there's a lot of great people, you know, to surround yourself by. And a lot of what I like to do is, my freshman summer, I found some farmers I went to work for. And a bunch of older guys, and I like to just go hang out with them. They always have food and plenty of everything to go around, and it's a lot of fun to just go hang out with them.
You find a bass pond around?
No, there's no ponds around.
No ponds around?
No, it's
dry.
It's dry.
What are we farming for around Lubbock, Texas?
A lot of cotton, a lot of peanuts, corn, a little bit of corn, and Milo when your crop blows out.
When your first crop's destroyed, you plant Milo.
Yeah, exactly.
Kobe, you're an Oklahoma boy originally. Disappointed the big boys didn't come calling you in Oklahoma and Texas?
No, not really. Where I grew up in Noble, it's about 6 minutes away from OU's University or from the field. So I was right there. And I went to a few of their days and stuff, but, you know, I wanted to go experience new things. And I went to Lubbock, and I really fell in love with it. So. I enjoyed it.
Number six, are we still going with that this fall, or is that a misprint?
Well, no, it was going to happen, but Coach Ruff sat me down one day, and he just said, that I don't want you doing this, and he pretty much told me his feelings on it and told me how it was going to be, and I just smiled and shook my head okay.
But is there significance behind that number?
No, me and my buddy Ryan Hill, we were just goofing around one day, and I was like, dude, you should get number five and, get Crabtree's number. He's like, really? I was like, dude, I'll just get six and wear Harold's. And we were just laughing about it, and we started joking around about it. Well, and then we started talking to some of our equipment managers, as a matter of fact, my jersey's ordered. We had to hurry up and get a name sewn back on 93 because there's number six jersey, the Whitlock, on ordered, but Ruff didn't want it, so that's how it was.
That's outstanding, mm-hmm.
Coach Leach. Right behind us, is there a Coach Leach story? What everybody knows about the Pirates.
Oh yeah, and I'm just waiting for his new kick to come out. It's Pirates and Wells and whatever, but I'm just ready for that new kick. We'll see, no telling what it's going
to
be.
There's always a story with the Red Raiders, and Colby, I know you guys are looking to get back and put some more of the magic that you did in 2008. We appreciate you giving us some time here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Have a great season.
All right, thank you very much.
That's Colby Whitlock, defensive lineman for Texas Tech. Of course, Nebraska, they will be visiting Lincoln on October the 17th to take on the Big Red, a game that went overtime last year down at Texas Tech.
And, of course, our Big 12 interviews from Media Days brought to you in part by New Tech Seed. New Tech, you know you're planting quality. A New Tech Seed dealer in your area to help you get the best this season. For more information or to find your local dealer, contact Terry and Jason Stark of New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest dealer. Well, we had a lot today on the Doug and Daddy Show. A lot of football talk, high school, college, Big 12, MAC, and, of course, high school football started today with Brandon Cool. We want to thank Coach Cool for joining us on the Doug and Daddy Show today for Kearney High as practice began today in classes A and B and all those teams that have a week zero game in C and D. Also to former Husker coach and current Ohio Bobcat coach Frank Solich for joining us on the program today. And as you just heard, our Big 12 preview continued with Colby Whitlock of Texas Tech. Tomorrow we're going to go to Missouri. Curtis Gregory is going to join us from the Missouri Tigers to see if they can make another run at a Big 12 North title. Offensive lineman Curtis Gregory. And we'll catch up with the head coach at Hastings High School, Rick Remarger, tomorrow on the Doug and Daddy Show, plus Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. If you missed any of the show today, go to our website and catch it on the podcast. Great interview with Coach Solich, ESPNSuperstation.com, brought to you by Cunningham's Journal in the Courtyard. We'll see you tomorrow.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.